have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Wednesday again. All over the world. Well, it may be Thursday somewhere. May not be Wednesday somewhere. It might be Thursday. But it's happening all over the world. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about anywhere in the world, you, it's past 1 a.m. in New Zealand. Good morning, y'all, on Thursday. It's past 1 a.m. That's amazing. They have already had Wednesday. What the? How was your Wednesday? If you're out and about, you can podcast the show because you may not have time to just sit and watch the show. And then you figure, well, I'll watch it when I come back home. Of course, you can do that. But you can be watching it anywhere in the world. Anywhere in the whole wide world by on your iPhone, iPad, by going to the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And my biblical question for today. The biblical question for this week. What was the first temple, right, God made? What was the first temple God made? I'm trying to read a note. A friend of mine just texted me as I'm going on the air, and I appreciate it. It says, this is from U.S. News, California Governor Gavin Newsom signed a legislation Monday to close a $2.8 billion budget gap. California provides free health care to more than a third of its 39 million people, including immigrants. What the? Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Thank you for sending that to me. I wasn't aware of that. So much going on. in the world. So the biblical question is, what was the first temple God made? And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to, I think I said this, but go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And I gave you the biblical question. Coming up in the third hour is Manhood Hour. Manhood Hour. Well, are you working on your life? You as an individual. The one thing that if you, men and women, this is for anyone that wants it, anyone that wants this, all right, what you're going to realize if you do work on yourself and you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, you're going to discover things about you and about life that you just didn't know. You just didn't know. And you're going to say, I just didn't know. I just didn't know. It's interesting how, I'm going to use this word, but I don't know if this was really this the right word. How we were created to live a perfect life. We were created to live a perfect life. And that is abnormal to be emotional, to have fear, to have doubt, to have worries, to be insecure, to have suicidal thoughts, to want to be like someone else, to be jealous, envy, strife, miserable, to not know who we are, to look for love. Do you know it's abnormal to look for love from anyone or anything? Do you know that that is an abnormal state of being? But it seems so normal, huh? Do you know that it's abnormal to think that one day I'm going to get married, I'm going to have children, I'm going to have my own family, and I'll do better than my parents, or it's just normal? Do you know all that is abnormal thinking? God never meant for you to think that way. He never meant for you to live in a prison. That's why he sent his son to bring you out of prison. He like Mr. Dillon. He came to bring you out of prison because it's abnormal for human beings to live in a prison. But you're living in prison. Do you know it's abnormal to not know? And I'm going to use these words, and they are so true, but you don't know what they mean. I'm telling you that right now, in case the devil tried to tell you a meaning to it, because the devil will give you a meaning to everything I say. And if you're not paying attention in your mind, you're going to think it's your thoughts. They're your thoughts. I remember Sunday of last week, fellowship, I mentioned that the one sin that God does not forgive is to grieve the Holy Spirit, to deny the Spirit of God. And so many people say, oh, right, I thought of me, I'm scared now. And they don't know the devil told them that right away. Oh, you grieve the Holy Spirit. And you don't even know what the Holy Spirit is or what it means to grieve. How you can grieve, you don't even know you're doing it. But so many people tripping think that it applies to them, because they did not see that the thoughts told them right away. Their enemy said that applies to you. And you believe it and trip it out. What the? But I'm about to tell you something. That nobody, everyone knows it. Everyone knows it, but they have forgotten. It's in everyone, but they have forgotten. Really, it's in you. The truth is in you. You just don't remember the truth. You only remember the lie. You're only remembering lies, and you've forgotten the truth. Oh, people call you about the Holy Spirit grieving thing?
Yeah, they did. And about you saying that, some of them were pretty worried.
First of all, if you worry, that means that it's from the devil. Secondly, if he's telling you you have done it, that's from the devil. What the?
They called me privately.
And what did you tell them?
Well, I told them something like what you said, that I noticed how many people went right into fear, and so that doesn't make sense. So you're doing something that doesn't make sense. And also, don't run to me over something Jesse said. Yeah, because then you'll start confusing yourself extra.
Yeah, and no one counts that bar but me, right? So you can't get counsel from anyone else, too. That's amazing. But then how come they don't see that they were... Well, I'm asking a question I already know the answer. Why don't they see that there was a quick thought, and that thought got a quick reaction, and now they're stuck? If they had not overreacted to that thought, they would have never been stuck on a net. Did you tell them?
If they had never been stuck on what?
If they had not overreacted to that thought. Oh, when the Holy Spirit said, oh, you grieve.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when Satan said, you grieve the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, I did tell them something like that about their mind. Told them that, and you went right into fear.
Yeah. And so?
Yeah.
And they don't even know they're in fear. But this is what I do want you to know. But do not hold on to this in your head. But I do want you to be aware of it. Really. And I do want you to know that if you keep eyes on the not you, the old nature, as Christ called it, I call it, and some other people call it the not you, the ego, they call it. Christ called it the old nature. He will take away your old nature. Amazing, huh? I want you to know everything the way you're living right now is wrong, abnormal, and you should not be living that way. You just don't know, though. Really, you just don't know. You've forgotten. You do know, but you've forgotten. But what I want you to know as individuals, not as a group, this is for individual people who are willing to stand alone. I want you to know that in you, not outside of you, but in you, men and women. Hear that, ladies? And not just for the men. Christ was sent for all who will accept the truth. All right? For men and women, I want you to know this is so amazing. This is like, get ready. Merry Christmas. Happy Easter. Happy White History Month. Whatever. Get ready for this one. In every human being, it is done. Your whole life has been completed, and all you have to do is live it. And I want you to know that inside of you, all power has been given unto you. You have all the power. You have all the control. You have everything you need already. You don't need to look for anything out there because you already have it. But you don't know that. You don't know that. You out there looking for love, all that the nudie bar and everywhere. and wherever you are, you get on the internet and you do private club thing. What do you call that? when those women be having those private club thing on you. I forgot what they call. And you have to be a member to watch her dance nude and all that. Only fan. Something like that. Thank you, Derek, remember. And Derek, like, hold on, I'll do that. No, Derek doesn't remember. He didn't just tell me that. But you have all you need to know. You have all the power. You have perfect love. You have everything you need. You really don't need for anything. And then opportunity come so that we can work together, because we got to work together for commerce and things like that, right? But what I want you to know, you already have the power. It's already in you. And the thing that keeping you from living that powerful life and being in your old world and then yet functioning in this world, you believe lies. You won't drop your anger, and you believe thought. Change your thoughts, you can change your world. Really. Change your thoughts, and you can change your world. Live a single-minded life. How dare you to live a single-minded life? It's going to blow your mind. You're living a double-minded life. And a double-minded person is unstable in all of his or her ways. You want to live a single-minded life. That's in the Word. And I just recently understood what that meant, because I've been known as in the Bible. I didn't know what that meant. Well, the preacher said, well, me, you can't serve God as Satan. And I understood that, but I didn't know how you get to that. The people who are afraid that when I said, when we read in the Bible that anyone that grieves the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven, you're living a double-minded life, and you're freaking out. If you were living a single-minded life and you heard that, it wouldn't bother you at all. It wouldn't touch you. Would not have touched you. But you don't. There's no reason to be weak in life, to be afraid, to protect ego, to protect the fake nature, to worry, to have anxiety, to have stress, to look outside for the answer. You don't need to live that way. Everything you're looking for, and what we do when we get together in fellowship, we testify one to another about this real life, the true way, the right path to life. That's what a good, true fellowship is all about. It ain't about having somebody read the Bible to you, you praise the Lord, and then you go home. That doesn't work. But I want you to know, if you want to change your life, you got to change your thought. Not change your mind, but change your thought. A change of mind is just a change of mind. A change of thought is a change of thought. You got to, listen, I'm black and I'm slow, right? So it's not like hate is smarter than I am, because he's white. He went to college. He was a homegrown Christian. He had a dad and a mama at home. He is white, and he's smarter than I am. I'm black and slow, and what I'm telling you is what has been revealed to me. I didn't know it existed either. I forgot. I didn't know. So as a kid, I forgot. But I'm telling you, it is done. There's nothing for you to worry about. All of your sins have been wiped away. You're not a sinner. You're not a saint. You're neither wrong nor right. And Christ came for the lost. Not for the Pharisees who thought that they were found already. He came for those who knew that they were lost. This is why the intellectual people would never get into the kingdom, because they think that they're already found. They got their expensive piece of paper from a university or universal Bible class or church or universal Christian school, wherever they went. And then the secular universe, they would never get into the kingdom because they think they're already found. They think they can see when they are blind. Christ came for those who knew they were blind and wanted to see. Isn't that deep? Think about that. You can see if you want to, and you can be free. But you got to look within. And you got to give two cents about what someone thinks about your ego, because they don't even know you. So they don't know how to think about you. They don't know themselves. So they don't know you. They only know their ego, false nature. So they only know your ego, false nature, and you protect it. What a sad way to live. You can come out of your own prison. You're in prison in here. For those who can't see, I'm pointing toward the head at the thoughts. You're in prison right there. Come out of your prison by dropping those thoughts. I dare you, and you should dare the thought. I dare you to say to you, to realize, you know what? I'm just not going to listen to the thought and see what happens. Why not give it a dare? I'm not going to be double-minded anymore. I'm going to wait and see. I'm going to go to work and do my job. Because you know you wake up in the morning, the first thing you see already on your mind, tell you what's going to happen during the day, what happened yesterday, what's going to happen today. This morning, say to yourself, I'm just going to wait and see. I see those thoughts. I feel the pain of the thoughts. But I'm going to wait and see this time. And shaking in your booth, you work all day. Because you're scared that what you believe is going to happen. So you're shaking all day. Shake, but have a wait and see. Nick, what does that mean I'm saying now? Do you understand that?
Say again?
Oh, you were busy, huh?
Yeah,
I understand. No, Nick is working at the board over here, so he can't just pee everything. Plus, he got to think about a lesson and everything. I said that, why not just do a dare. Today, I'm not going to do anything that the thoughts tell me to do. I'm not going to listen to them. I'm just going to do what's in front of me all day long. Even though the thoughts are trying to scare me and make me do what they want me to do, I'm not going to listen, and I'm just going to see what happens.
How'd you know I was thinking that? Why'd you ask me that, actually, seriously?
Because I
was literally going to ask you, Jesse, is that weird? Can I just say to myself, I'm done with thoughts today? Or am I a crazy person saying, I'm never going to do something to the devil?
You're a crazy person overcoming insanity. Absolutely.
I'm done.
All
boys.
People who are into thoughts are crazy. All
right, boys, I'm done.
They call it HDT, TDD, STD, but it's insanity. It's crazy. So today, just one day, today only, don't be double-minded. Be single-minded. And whatever these thoughts are telling you in your head, not practical thoughts, go to work, have your lunch, or whatever, that's practical, right? But all this stuff is telling you about what's going to happen, what has happened, have you afraid, reminding you. Ignore it today and see what happens. Go about your day. Really, let me know what happened. I want you to show you one insane thing. There are so many I have, but I just got to show you this, and then I get to your calls. In the United States of America today, the great white hope, Donald Trump, is working tirelessly to make America great again in a physical way, because he's not going to do anything for it spiritually, but in a physical way, bringing back jobs, bringing back money, cutting back on the terrorist thing. I mean, not the terror, but the government. The government is wasting our money like 90 going north. And Trump is saying no more. Sending back illegal aliens. It doesn't matter if they are gang members or not. They are illegally here, right? They have broken the law by coming here illegally, whether Joe Biden opened the border or not. But he did. And the president is doing all he can, and it looked like right now he has some amazing helpers. it appears. And the Democrats, the liberal media, and the Democratic voters, they have nothing better to offer you. They gave you nothing when they were in control. They had nothing to offer. They brought misery upon the people. Nothing but misery. Think about that. Nothing but misery. Jay, where were those people enslaved in the Bible? And then they were free.
Egypt?
Yeah. They were living in Egypt under the Democratic Party. It was Egypt under the Democratic Party. Violent crimes. No bail bar. White people getting beat up every day. Attacked. Illegal aliens coming in. High taxes. My friend just said to me, California paying for everything. And we are paying for it through our taxes. So they had nothing to give. It was Egypt. And then God said, who saved the people from Egypt?
Moses.
Moses, Donald Trump. And Moses came, and Moses freed the people. He pardoned them. He closed the borders. He's sending back illegals. He's bringing back jobs by way of the businesses and things like that. And what are the Democrats doing? And the Democrats voters, some of them, not all, but the crazy ones, they're trying to stop him. Think about this. They're trying to stop Moses from sending illegal aliens back to their country. Those illegal aliens are gang members, and some are not, but they're still illegals. And the Democrats have nothing to do but trying to discredit Trump by protecting illegal aliens. They let them in. Now they're protecting them and not you. And they're openly, they're acting like they're so mad on a accused gang person that they sent over to El Salvador. They act like they're just so hurt by that. That was so wrong. It's not wrong that you open the border, let thousands of them in, right? And pay for them, phones and free everything. And they are only, the Democrats are only, and the media, liberal media, are only trying to discredit Trump. They have nothing to offer. I saw Booker, Cory Booker, I think his name. No, not Booker. Oh, it may have been Booker or that black guy that's supposed to be the leader of the Democratic Party.
Oh, yeah. Blanking on his name.
Yeah, he's so weak. I don't know why. Poor man. But they asked, do you have any proof, something like, do you have any proof that Trump did something wrong like that? He had no proof. He had to deviate and talk about something else. Think about this, folks. The Democrats only are trying to discredit Trump as though they have something else better to offer you. And they gave you nothing but Egypt. You were enslaved in Egypt for 4 years straight up. And under Obama, 8 years. ABC 7 News. Salvadoran President Nayib Bukele's word at the White House on Monday sent shockwaves. As he said, he won't be releasing mistakenly deported Maryland man Kilmer Abraham, and describe him as a terrorist. When I come back, we'll play that and then your phone calls. All right? I'll be back in a moment.
I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. You've absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta, living at home with my mom, and just was living in fear and doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job. And then I found you, and I started listening. I started just being more at peace, and I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father. And it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed. And I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God loves us in ways that there are no words to express, because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better. Okay, folks, welcome back. Support us on social media. Y'all know what to do. We're on rumble.com/DestinyLeePeterson. Destiny Peterson on Instagram. Cozy.tv/JLP. And JLP Talk on X. Follow, like, subscribe, and comment. And don't forget to support us. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/donate. RebuildingTheMan.com/donate or 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. We have a brand new episode of The Fallen State, TheFallenState.tv this Friday. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Brand new episode. I talked to Nelson Schumann, and Nelson is a soul. He is a soul. Oh, he is a soul wounded and demonic spirit expert, author, and the president founder of Restore to Freedom Ministry. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
What drives me every day is I want to bring as many people as possible to heaven. I didn't even know that I heard demonic spirits until the Lord spoke to me after I was delivered. I have seen many women that have prayed for people and seen healings and deliverances.
You've never seen that. She doesn't have the authority. She doesn't have the power. The world is just weak. They're afraid of women. Why is that?
Because there's a lot of men that are misogynistic.
Does she obey you?
Next question.
It was fun talking to him. It really was. I enjoyed Nelson. This Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And you can become a member of the FallenState.tv right there. All right? On locals and or FallenState.tv. Blah, 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 blah. I want to play this video to show you that this is hell on earth. Human beings are evil. And the only way that you're going to overcome evil, men and women, believe me, men are as evil as women. And the way you're going to overcome it is you got to admit, confess. That's what it means to confess. I am evil. Look at how I think, what I do. I'm evil. How did this happen? And you're going to realize that there's spirits inside of you. Then you will start to overcome, because it's not you. It's that old nature. It's that spirit that's inside of you. But so here's ABC News 7, where the president of El Salvador met with the great white hope, Donald Trump. And he like shocked the media. They're like, he's not going to release illegal aliens. Watch this from Fox 5.
Kenneth, good evening. Tonight, there are many questions surrounding Kilmer Abrego Garcia and what the government's plans are to bring him back home. Earlier today, President Donald Trump met with El Salvador's president, who says he has no plans on letting Garcia come back home or even freeing him from his native El Salvador.
Bring Kilmer home.
El Outside the White House, the family of 29-year-old Kilmer Abrego Garcia gathered with supporters demanding his return.
Bring Kilmer home.
And inside the Oval Office, in a meeting with President Trump, El Salvador's president, Nayib Bukele, saying he will not release Abrego Garcia. The father of three is being held in a Salvadorian prison after he was mistakenly deported back in March. In 2019, Garcia was accused of being connected to MS-13, but was never charged or convicted of a crime.
How can I return him to the United States? Like, could I smuggle him into the United States? Of course, I'm not going to do it.
Right on. El Salvador. The guy is an illegal alien, folks. And the Democrats know that. And those stupid people out there, bring him home. They're sending him home. What a major sign of love to be giving this man a free ride back home. And they said that, according to the report, I don't know, but he got some girl pregnant. But she got pregnant out of wedlock. And then after he was found to be illegal, according to the story, and then had done some, he was a member of this group, he finally married her. He married her because that was supposed to help keep him in the country, according to the report. But this guy's an illegal, nothing else matter. And if his wife and children love daddy so much and they miss daddy, and they want to be with daddy, go to daddy country where daddy live and stay near daddy. You can always leave and go over there. Bring daddy home. The Supreme Court ruled that the Trump administration must facilitate the return of the Marilyn man, but the DHS claimed it doesn't have the authority to do that. Right? This is from Fox.
The U.S. Supreme Court unanimously ruled that the Trump administration must facilitate the return of Garcia.
It's really astonishing that the Trump administration is thumbing its nose at the Supreme Court.
Congressman Glenn Ivey represents Maryland's 4th District, which includes Prince George's County, where Garcia lives with his family.
Bukele, the president of El Salvador, saying, you know, he can't bring him back or he's not going to bring him. That's nonsense. If the president of the United States told him to release this man and send him back, he'd be back here before, you know, the next day.
A Maryland district judge is demanding daily updates from the DOJ on Garcia and what the government is doing to bring him back. In the latest status update, Homeland Security says, quote, DHS does not have authority to forcibly extract an alien from the domestic custody of a foreign sovereign nation.
That's up to El Salvador if they want to return him. That's not up to us.
Enough of the excuses. Put up or shut up.
U.S. Senator Chris Van Hollen has requested a meeting with President Bukele.
If we can't meet here, I do intend to go to El Salvador to discuss the release of this individual who is illegally detained in El Salvador.
So think about this. The Democrats are fighting hard for an illegal alien. And I want to remind you, and this is the truth, you can bank on it. They can care 2 cents. They give nothing about this man. They don't care about him at all. These are talking points to try to discredit the Great White Hope, Donald Trump, in hopes for them to get back in. That's all this is about. Just like when the border was wide open and American people were being killed with fentanyl and all other kind of grime from the illegal, the Democrats didn't care then and they don't care now. It's a talking point. Because they have nothing else to offer you. They can't offer you any jobs. They can't offer you protection. They can't offer you anything because they have created Egypt in America. So they have nothing but to run around town trying to discredit Trump and hope that that will help them get back in office. Because they have nothing to offer you to get back in office. They don't care about this illegal alien at all. He's not an American citizen. And they don't care about him. It's just talking point. Don't be deceived, people. Wake up. When will you wake up? If not now, when? And this stupid Glenn Ivey, he want to go back over to El Salvador, bring an illegal alien back, so that this illegal alien, who was, according to all the report, a gang member, to come back and hurt you. Think about that. He's supposed to be a U.S. citizen in our government, and he's fighting for illegal alien criminals. Did you ever imagine that you would see something like this in the United States of America? I told you my country is not coming back. Corey, out of Michigan. Corey, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Yes, Cora.
Okay. So I just wanted to call, and I really love what you're saying this morning. I'm really glad I got to hear some of the things you said. It made me realize just how much more I do want the truth and stuff. But as far as what's going on in me, I wanted to call you and tell you that I am really struggling with fear and anger still. And as far as, like, the first part of overcoming, which is forgiving your parents, I heard that about 2 years ago. And I actually did it the second I heard it on, like, your show. I, like, ran down and forgave them. But since that point, I've struggled with going back, like, a million times thinking that, like, it didn't work or I was just trying to get my one-way ticket to heaven and this, that, and the other thing. And I've called about it before. But I had done it for the last time and then moved out of my parents' house. And I'm still getting those thoughts that are like, you only did it because you're afraid of going to hell. And honestly, they get so loud sometimes that it's so hard to ignore the thoughts. And honestly, if I'm being truthful with myself, maybe I did, like, only go because of that. But it doesn't mean that I don't, like, I do see that they can't help themselves, and I do see that I can't help myself. But I do think me going to them was, there's no way that I couldn't have gone out of fear, because the fear's still with me. And it was with me when I went, because I was, you know, I don't want to go to hell, and I already do know that hell is within me. There's no place to go. It's already here. But still, even then, even if I go now again, it's still because of this fear that is driving me. And like, I cannot make it go away if I wanted it to. And I think that I don't want to listen to the thoughts telling me that I only did it because of that. But at this point, I feel like I don't know how to ignore it when I do feel like, you know, maybe I did go because I don't want to go to hell, but I still do have insight on understanding my parents and myself. So I just need some help. Like, I want to forgive genuinely, but I don't know how to go about it when fear is just driving me to.
And your question for me is what?
My question is, I want to forgive genuinely, because I do feel like I have, and I've gone and I've apologized for resenting. But it just, like, the thoughts keep telling me, like, you only went because you have a fear of going to hell, which I'm trying not to listen to the thoughts, but I really do feel like it could be true in some aspect.
Why do you know that you have gone and forgiven, right?
Yes. Oh, my God, yeah.
And so thoughts are telling you that you have not. And you've heard me say over and over and over again that the thoughts are your enemy. There's no such thing as a true thought. Why are you fighting with that? Why don't you just relax in that, knowing, even if you have to remind yourself, I see these thoughts, I feel these, the pain from the thought, but it's not me. Why don't you just relax and go through it? Why not just relax? Why do you still believe them? Well, let's do the first part first. Why not relax and go through it and don't even fight with it or anything, but just see it?
I've tried, but I really do think that, honestly, if I'm being truthful with myself, which I'm trying to be more truthful with myself to help, I do think that part of me going to forgive them was because I want to get my ticket to heaven, of course. And
what's
I don't
wrong with that? That is the ticket to,
like,
heaven. What's wrong with that? Let's say that's true. you realize, I need to go and forgive them. I don't want to be in hell anymore. What's wrong with that?
Because the devil's saying, it's not because you really realized you were wrong for resenting them.
So you know that the devil is telling you that. You know that all thoughts, I put a man here. You know that all thoughts are all lies. Why are you still overreacting to thoughts rather than just being aware of them?
Because I thought that the thought was telling me that, like, it's not a genuine forgiveness if I did it.
But why would you think that, knowing that all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything, why do you think they would tell you the truth about this?
Because it feels so real in my heart. It feels so truthful.
Are you your feelings?
No.
Are you your thoughts?
No.
So why do you care about feelings then? Feelings are you only get the feelings because you got the thought and you believe the thought. So the feelings are not even natural. It's unnatural for a human being to have feelings. It's not natural. And the feelings are coming from the thoughts, because if you didn't have the thoughts, you can't have the feelings. Why don't you just relax and stop being double-minded and just ignore, be aware of those thoughts, but go about your day. Don't do what they say and see what happens.
Okay. And I want to do that.
Why not do that? Why not do that?
I was thinking about trying that today, now that you said it. I just wanted to ask you, like, I need to for sure let this forgiveness thing go. It's already done. There's nothing to go back to, right?
You know that. You went and forgave already. Okay. But the thoughts are telling you that. That's not you tell, you didn't really forgive. You just didn't want to go to hell. You're in hell listening to thought. Every human being that listens to thoughts are in hell already. You don't have to want to go to hell. You better be trying to get out of hell. You're already in hell.
No. And do you think they're telling me that because it's keeping me in hell?
What do you think?
Yes.
So that's your answer.
So then I do got to ask, and the whole reason I decided to call is because I was listening on my walk to you had like a fellowship a long time ago, and you said about anger that, like, you're either over it or you're not overcoming it. And of course I still have episodes. I still feel anger. I still have fear, of course, but I'm telling you, how, if I've forgiven and I'm doing the silent prayer and I'm doing the things, why? And I even said, like, I even pray to God sometimes out loud and say, God, I just want to drop this. Like, I really do.
You want to drop it? No, go ahead.
I do. I've said I want to drop it. I've admitted I'm evil out loud. I definitely see that I'm evil at times. I'm very aware of myself all the time. I just don't understand why the nature of Satan is still inside me if I'm doing the things and I'm doing the stuff.
Because you still believe it and overreaction. Satan lives off overreactions. He makes you overreact because when you overreact, it feels like life. You're given evil life. But if you don't overreact at all, you're destroying evil. You're still believing it and overreacting. And that's why, stop overreacting, you'll be fine.
Okay, so the only reason I still feel the anger and the fear is because I'm believing, like, my thoughts and stuff?
100%.
So what do you mean by, like, you can't have it or you don't have it? Or, like, what do you mean by, like, you can't be overcoming it? You either have it or you don't.
The moment you realize you're not your thoughts, the moment that you realize you were evil and you went and forgave, because evil, anger, which is anger, separate you from God. And the moment you realize, you know what? Well, I am evil. Look how I treat myself and other people. I'm not kind to people. I'm revengeful, jealous, and all that.
And I saw that I was angry towards my mom, too.
Yeah.
Which I definitely, and I wasn't really that bad at my dad. I mean, you know, he did some weird things growing up. But, you know, I don't think I've ever resented him as much as I hated my mom. But I still forgave him, too. But
nice.
I definitely saw that I, like, literally hated her guts, and obviously I don't want to hate like
so
that.
The very moment that you confess that you saw it, you were over it, you were free. But because you didn't know that, you still believed it, it kept you in hell.
So that's why I still feel it to this day, is because I still believe thoughts and stuff.
100%.
So the moment I stop believing thoughts is the moment I'll see that I'm really free?
100%.
Okay, so at this point, I literally just need to continue to watch my feelings and my thoughts and just continue to deny them, even if they feel really real and stuff?
100%.
Okay, so I'm on the right track. I'm not, like, out in space.
100%. You're on the right track.
I did ask this before. I don't understand why, like yesterday, like, certain noises, like, I feel like it could be the devil making me think that it's the noise outside in the room, but it's really him inside me. But certain weird noises and sounds, or like the TV playing too loud, like things like that. Just like that's like the most times I feel anger. I don't know why. It's so weird. And like I'll sit there and I'll
because,
sit with it
because
and
it doesn't want to leave you. What you don't know, because you want the truth. And you have invited the truth in. The truth is now in you, alive and well, and working on your behalf 24 hours a day, 365 days in a year. The truth is working for you now. You just don't know it because you forgot the truth. And you will come to remember, but it's working for you. And all of this stuff you're feeling on the inside, all this stuff you're thinking, is because the truth is working, and the darkness see that the light, and it hates the light. And it is overreacting inside of your body because it doesn't want to depart from your body. But you think it's happening to you, and it's not. It's happening to those, it's happening to those spirits in you. But you're calling
it
you.
And I know that.
So stop calling it you.
And I do, and I swear I say that, but how do I see 110% this? Because there's moments and times where I'm like, no way in heck that's me. Like, I know for sure, but there's other times where I'm like, it just slips and I can't all the way see it's not me. And those are the times that I start believing into it, of course.
Well, it's only because you drift back into your imagination. When that happened, no big deal. Just become aware of your body again. It's no big deal. The truth, the one thing you don't know about the truth, and you will come to know if you stay with, the truth is working for you.
Okay.
And now that you have allowed it to take over again, it's never going to stop working for you. It's going to work for you. It's working whether you know it or not. You don't know it, but the spirit of darkness know it. And it doesn't like it because it's going to eventually have to depart from your body and you will have a clear mind.
Maybe that's why the devil literally keeps telling me that God's not really in me. You're just so afraid of going to hell that you're like, he just won't stop with the hell thing. And
because
I'm like,
he doesn't want to leave you. He doesn't want to depart from your soul. He wants your soul. He's been limiting you for so long. He doesn't want you to believe the truth. He wants you to believe the lie. So he keep reminding you of the lie.
Yeah. Okay. So the best thing I can do for myself right now is to just, like you said, like seriously, if I want it bad enough, to doubt all the thoughts.
100%.
Don't listen to the feelings, no matter what they come from.
100%. I got to take a break. Call me again. Back in a moment. Hate news, not the fake news.
Good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.
A whole lot of mess and propaganda and melodrama going on in the world, and I'm here to bring it to you. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, April 16th, AD 2025. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls. You can call in every so often, okay? 1-888-775-3773. That's 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E. No I in Jesse, by the way. It is hate news, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports. Oh, by the way, Women's Forum, tomorrow night, third Thursday of the month. That's the 17th of April, 2025 AD, 7 p.m. at Bond and Los Angeles. You can go to rebuildingtheman.com/events if you need more info, okay? But do join us, ladies. Join Jesse and your fellow ladies. We use the term a little loosely sometimes, you know? But shout out. Women's Forum, a highlight of the month. Men's forums are a highlight of the month for men only. First Thursday of the month. Rebuildingtheman.com/events if you need more info. Not recorded, not streamed, okay? Four so-called Russian so-called journalists sentenced in a Moscow court on Tuesday to more than 5 years in a penal colony, penal colony, whatever, after they were accused of working for the Anti-Corruption Foundation, whatever that is. It's an organization established by the late Kremlin critic and opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Alexei Navalny, who was poisoned and died, they say. Russian state media TASS, T-A-S-S, reported this. The foundation is prohibited under Russia's foreign agents law, which Amnesty International, the far-left extremist Amnesty International, by the way, has described as repressive. They may be right, or we don't know, because it's hard to know the truth because everybody has an agenda. It's propaganda. And then speaking of agendas, there's been town halls that Republicans participate in, you know, with their supposed constituents. Republicans faced frustrated so-called constituents at town hall meetings on Tuesday, yesterday. Supposed voters expressing concerns about tariffs, Social Security, and DOGE's cuts to funding in the federal so-called workforce. In Iowa, Senator Chuck Grassley, he's kind of an old-timer. I kind of like that guy. He was repeatedly urged to push back against the executive branch. And that's not what we want. We want him to work with the executive branch. He had lukewarm responses, and it drew groans from the crowd. Oh, Lord. I would be groaning, too, because I want him to work with Trump. In Georgia, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, the queen, I use the term very loosely, she mocked the questions that, according to Commie Nonsense, she didn't like. And the supposed constituents who submitted the queries, she called them brainwashed. Nice. It's true. I don't know if I would do it. I don't know if that's the right way to go about it. She's a woman trying to play politics. It's a mess. But they are brainwashed. But anyway, three attendees were arrested at Marjorie Greene's event, MTG. In two instances, they had to use stun guns on these so-called constituents. Get the riffraff out, am I right? Democrats also facing anger from supposed voters, mostly about not fighting hard enough against our greatest president, Donald J. Trump. Imagine that, and the Republicans. Representative Sarah Elfreth was called milquetoast during a town hall in Maryland earlier this week. And Representative Laura Friedman of California, she was asked about the Democrat Party's plan to resist. Participants didn't care for her answer. Of course not. They're never happy. Deportation. The federal judge overseeing the case of that man supposedly mistakenly deported says there's no evidence the Trump administration is working to facilitate his release. What a mess. I don't care about their mess. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour two.
Thank you.
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, what was the first temple God made? What was the first temple God made? Amazing, huh? I do want to let you know, I come up with these questions from sometime having conversations with people or watching some movie or reading a book. I do read once in a while. I'm black and slow, but I ain't that black and slow. I read things that I really enjoy reading. That's how it holds my attention. Or someone may even suggest it, a Bible question. So this, what was the first temple God made? It came to me as a result of having a conversation with a guy at the gym. And he was talking about, and I think this guy is Muslim, and he was having a discussion about the Christians and the Muslim, I mean the Jews and the Muslim, and all that stuff over there, with the temples and things. I was like, really? And so I'm like, I'm going to make that a biblical question. What was the first temple God made? You can podcast the shows if you're, like, busy, but you could be listening on your iPhone or iPad if you're working out or you're taking some fentanyl, you're selling fentanyl, you're overdosing on fentanyl, or you're having withdrawals from fentanyl, or you're in a fentanyl hospital trying to overcome it, whatever. Or you're taking your children because you're a mother who don't love your children at all, so you take them to school or daycare center. You can be listening to the show while preparing peanut butter sandwiches and everything. You can be listening to the show or you can podcast by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. I want to go back to the calls, but I want to remind you, there was an overreaction yesterday, amazing overreaction. Yesterday I said that your enemies are inside of your own family. Something like that. And some people are like, what the? Your family members are your enemies. That's why Christ came to separate you from them. And they can't help it. The same evil that you're dealing with, it's the same evil that's controlling them. And when I say you dealing with, for those who are trying to overcome, most people are not dealing with evil. They have accepted it as a norm. And they operate, they are one with the evil, so they operate with evil. But if you're overcoming, you're dealing with, you're overcome. But your family members can be your enemies. Your own mama. And you can prove the mama thing just like that. Exception to the rule. Once in a while, mama would say, you know what? I'm sorry. I was wrong. I didn't realize that. Or something like that. But go to mama and say, mama, I forgive you, a mother, whatever you call it, mama, mother, whatever. I'm sorry for resenting you, for recreating me in your image, turning me against my father, imposing a will on me, or being too mothery, or whatever. I'm wrong for being angry at you. Why should I, mama, instead of saying, you know what, I'm sorry, or whatever. Mama would go and build an army inside of your family, your brothers, your sister, your aunt, your uncle. A lot of times, the uncle won't play that game with mama, but sometimes they do. She'll go and build an army against you. Is that not evil? Is that not your enemy? And your own brothers and sisters would turn against you and agree with mama because they are afraid to stand up to mama. And not like they love mama. And it's not like they want to agree with mama. They're just afraid not to agree with mama. Your own family member will gossip about you. You heard the young lady who was truly working on herself. So it's just she made a very interesting. Her brother gave her, told her some personal information about himself, whatever it was. And he said, sis, I want to tell you this. Do not tell anyone. Oh, I won't. I'm not going to tell, brother. I won't tell. And she said she went to sleep on it, and she could hardly sleep that night. Can't wait to tell it. And she first thing she did the next morning, called her other sister, a sister, and told her. And all hell broke loose. So that sister ran with it, like a marathon. Like she was running down the track, and she was next to that black woman with the baton, and that black woman hit over the head. She hit the people over the head with that news. She was the enemy of the sister who told her, and the brother. And the sister who told the other sister is the enemy. Except that she's working on herself. What was really interesting and nice and refreshing about the young lady that told this, admit that, and she now understand, other people felt more about it than she did. She seemed to have understood that, oh my God. She got a lesson from everybody else. Not everybody, a lot of other people seemed to not dealt with it. But Christ came. Sent by God, not to unite the family, but to divide them. Fathers from sons, mothers from daughters, brothers from sisters, faith friends from faith friends. He's looking out for you, and you want to hold on to the family no matter how much trouble they bring upon you. Think about that. What a sad way to live. Robin from Virginia. Robin, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Jesse. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Shout out to everybody. Love you guys.
Shout out.
The first time I called you, which was months ago, I had a situation with my daughter and my grandkids, and I was crying in the courthouse, and I told you, they told me I was unstable, and you said you are. And, you know, I was very emotional at the time. I was having trouble with emotions, and that's why I called you. And I just want to thank God that I found you before I did this. If you want to know about yourself, let me tell you what you do. I had to get my medical records of 20 years from the same doctor due to a back issue that I'm having to deal with now. And they come the other day, and yesterday I spent most of my day reading about myself. Oh, my gosh. It was so embarrassing. Like, you would not believe. Every time I came in there, the notes that my doctor wrote about me, how emotional I was, how unstable I was, how I was crying and hysterical, and I was worried that this back condition was going to turn into what my mother had. I was headed for for not being able to work ever again and death. I was only 46 at the time.
Amazing.
Which is, you know, of course I'm going to be emotional about it, but I guess reading about it, like I said, thank God you had already told me about myself, you know, because if you hadn't have, I mean, I don't know what I'd have done. It was like reading a book about yourself, you know, from someone else's perspective.
Yeah.
And it was just unbelievable. You know, I knew that I was angry, and I totally got what you said, that emotions are evil and that they cause a lot of problems.
Yeah.
You know, I guess I just didn't realize that everybody else was noticing. I mean, you told me, you said, everybody hates you. Stay home and work on yourself. Thank God I got a sense of humor and I had been listening to you. You know, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm reading this and I'm going, well, yeah, yeah. How did Jesse know about 20 years worth? And I've only read 10 so far.
That's amazing. And so what are you going to do now that you know?
Well, I've already known, you know, I guess it was shocking that everybody knew. You know, I thought I was being authentic, you know, just being myself. Of course, I'm going in the doctor's office. I was having some major problems. You know, I hurt my back young, and I was very scared because of all the things my mom had had, and the surgery did not work.
But that's not a reason to be emotional.
Exactly.
In all things, no matter how bad, whether it's medical or someone attacking personally or whatever, you're not supposed to overreact. When you overreact, you make the situation worse, and you it seemed real, and it seemed like you can never overcome. But if you stay calm and not overreact, there's nothing you cannot overcome.
100%. And thank God I knew that before I read that, because I think I would have fell apart. I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
But that's exactly right. It doesn't matter what happens to us. It's how we handle it, you know, and now I know that. And my anger, unfortunately, came from my father. It's just the way it is.
And have you forgiven him?
Yes, I have.
You went to him?
I did. It was a blanket apology. You know, I forgive you for whatever you did wrong. You did what you knew best to do. I didn't say it like you said it. But still in my heart, just like the last girl that called you, you know, even though you do go and you do forgive, I don't think it's just a one-time thing, like, you know, once and done, because it's a heart issue. You know, you still have to deal with it within yourself. Just saying, you know, I forgive you. Yeah, that does release you, but you still have work to do.
Like,
I think,
like
anyway.
Like what?
Well, my father was very aggressive, and my mom actually obeyed him to a fault. I mean, really, to a fault. And he was the aggressive one, always, outside the home, wherever we went, would fight with people, other men, and so I grew up watching that, you know, and I didn't realize. And also, I just want to add this. I used to tell everybody, you know, my dad was my first hero. I loved your biblical question about, you know, who are your heroes? Wow, that woke me up a lot.
Did you forgive your mother for being weak? Because I've heard a situation like that.
Yes.
Did you go to your mother and apologize for resenting her for being weak?
Yes, I absolutely did. I did it to her face. I put it in a letter. Her and I were very close.
You did it in her face or a letter?
No, I did it both ways.
Okay.
Yeah, I had written the letters early on, you know, in my early adult life.
But what do you mean by when you forgive, that's not It's just not that. What do you mean by that? Something like that.
Well, I can only say for myself. I've forgiven my father, but there's still the anger in me from what I witnessed and what I went through. And I'm seeing that just like with my medical records. I'm like, holy cow, you know, I go in like a bull in a china shop. And I didn't realize. I thought it was normal. Like you say, you know, isn't it amazing when you wake up and find out that to have perfect peace is not to live this emotional, you know, let everything change the way you feel and whatever happens to you, you just go with that.
But what do you, I want to understand, when you went and forgave and you said it's not just a one-time thing, and this, what do you mean by that?
For me to forgive him, yes, it's done. I forgive him. It's done. I do. I 100% forgive him. But I say, I still feel like there's anger in me, or maybe was. I'm doing much better. I've been working on myself, but I don't feel like that totally released me of not the anger necessarily towards him, just having the anger.
And why you don't believe that when you forgave your father and your mother, did you really forgive your mother, or you just saying that?
Yes. No. So we were very close and we talked.
You say what now?
We were very close and we talked a lot. And yeah,
she still
no, she's passed on now, 16 years.
What do you mean that once you forgive, that it's not just a one-time thing?
I mean, you still have, I still have, the anger. I have to learn to deal with that. In other words, when I face situations, I've forgiven my father. I know, you know, he did the best that he could do. It's done. That's good. But then I still have to deal with any anger I may have in me that, you know, a situation may try to pull out of me.
And how do you deal with that?
Well, I just try to remain present, like you said, see it for what it is. And now, also, as you've said, I can see a lot of things that I couldn't see before. Like, I didn't even know that, you know, I knew how angry my father was. I was raised with him. But I didn't know that I was that angry, too.
Yeah, you became like what you hate. But what I want you to know, forgiveness is only a one-time thing. Once you truly see that you are angry, which is hatred,
right.
And you're playing God. Once you truly see that and see that is wrong, that you are wrong for being that way, and go and forgive, you never have to forgive again. Because you're free. You're free from anger. You've been set free, meaning that you can see that you're not the anger. It wasn't you. It was something else that made a home in you. And so you stop identifying with that. You stop calling evil you, and then evil will have to leave you.
Right. Right. Okay. Okay. I guess reading all that stuff from years ago just brought it up, you know, and I'm like, wow, I was that angry, you know, and you're right. The tears come out because of anger, you know, frustration.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
Absolutely.
Every morning and night?
Yes, sir.
All you got to do now, Robin, is stay with it and watch those thoughts and never call them you again. It's not you. The problem is, and what I want you to know, the real you, who you don't know right now, the real you have never been angry. You have never been lonely. You have never been anything. The real you is and has always been free. You just don't know it because you don't know who that is.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
So,
reading that stuff was like, who is this person that I'm reading about?
And so if you stay with it, and stop calling anger you, stop saying I am angry, or somebody else made me angry, or I am lonely, or I am suicidal, or I'm a HDSD, TDS, or whatever. Stop identifying with those things, and then they will have to leave you. It's just things that are in your body, but it's not in you.
Right.
And stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, all right?
I will. And, hey, let me tell you, the black Democrat you were trying to think of, Hakeem Jeffries.
Oh, yeah, he's in... The manager of the Democrat, of the Democratic Party. Whatever, he's so weak.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, thank you, Robert.
Thank you, Jesse.
Good to hear
God
from
bless.
You. Stay with us. Stay with us. Thank stay you. With it. All right.
Thank you.
All right.
Have a great day.
You too. Amazing. Jonesy, a first time call out of New York. Jonesy, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Mr. Jess. How are you today?
All is well, Jonesy.
Well, man, it's a pleasure to talk to you. I just got to say, I finally get to speak to the great Black Hope.
Amazing.
Yeah, Jesse, I've been following you for at least 2 years now. I'm originally from Trinidad.
Nice.
Been in the U.S. 20 years.
Right on.
And I went through a real dark time in my life. So, long story short, I ended up in the Adirondacks up Lake George area, and it's the best thing ever happened to me. I'm the only black guy at my job, and it's the best I've ever been treated in 20 years.
Right on.
And when you say about family members, you hit the nail. I got 11 siblings, and they all black. And they got the God on his shoot. It's like anytime I let them in, they take away my peace. It's always some drama. Start doing the silent prayer. I tried to apologize to my mom. She didn't want to hear it. And just as you say, she formed the army against me. So now I just try to do the silent prayer morning and evening and stay in a good place of my headspace, concentrate on my kids, and keep treading this road.
Right on.
So the silent prayer, start doing it. I got to do it a little more at night, but sometimes I'm so tired after work. But you're doing a great job, man. A lot of stuff you say is the truth. A lot of people don't like to hear the truth. And then I have people turn their back on me because I like the Great White Hope.
That's right. The Great White Hope.
And I have a big sign in front of my house. I have it inside the house. And a lot of friends pretty much turn their back on me, but I could care less now because I just for the truth.
That's right,
and
man.
Not the made up. Yeah, not the made-up lies. So a lot of your story, like it came from in the plantation. Well, I came from Trinidad in a very dysfunctional household. And for some reason, God got me out of there. I'm the only one in America.
Nice.
All the rest is back there. But every time they call, they don't ask me how I'm doing, how is the day. Money, money, money.
Yep.
If I can't, I'm the worst person. So I used to take that on a lot, you know, and feel like, you know, doing stuff for people, and it's the first time in my life I started doing stuff for myself, find time for myself, got away from all the bad people, the bad energy, and I actually met humans in the Adirondacks. It's not about rich or poor, but decent people who really care for you like a human, to be honest to say.
Right on.
And I found it in Lake George, New York. So maybe one of these good days you need to come visit, Jesse, when you're in New York.
Absolutely.
Dr. Lake George.
I will. Have you stopped sending your family money, knowing that they're just using you?
Yeah, but sometimes I still fall victim to it because they will go around and call from a different number, and then when I answer, it's a sad story. But once they get the money, I don't ever hear from them again, and it start taking a toll on me because I got kids here to take care of and put first also, but seeing that I'm the only one in America, you know, it's like I had that load on my shoulder I got to do for my family, and I've been doing it for so much years, be taking risks in the street.
Jones, stop doing that. Stop it. Don't send them another dime.
Yes, sir.
You're not responsible for them. They're not your children. You're not responsible for your mother. You are a grown individual person now, man. You don't have any obligation to them at all.
And, yeah, I used to feel.
And
I then
just
feel
knowing that they just don't taking advantage of you. They're not. They don't love you. They're using you like a bank. The way that that Ukrainian president used to do, come to America, and we were his bank. They don't care about you. Why don't you just say, hey, don't call me anymore. I have nothing to give you.
Well, I changed my number. And then sometime a few months might pass, so I just try to tap back in to make sure everybody's okay. And it's the worst thing I could ever do because the call is going to start coming back.
So why you keep going back to the devil? Stop communicating with evil people. Stop it.
And I got something to say that you say the sole truth, Jesse. I end up asking my mom, because out of all of her kids, with my dad, I'm the only one who had like a 6-year gap. So I asked her one time, did you ever had another boyfriend or anything? Because it's kind of weird. We all like a year apart, and I got a 6-year gap.
Yeah.
So she got mad, and I ended up getting onto her sister. And then she told me her and my so-called dad was broken up, and she had a boyfriend. So when I was going through a rough time in America, this guy just popped up from nowhere at my lowest, give me a house. Now the guy's in my life fully, and I still don't know who's the guy. Yes, exactly. So now I'm trying to figure out now, you know, because it took a toll on me, so the anger took over. And listening to you and learning to forgive and stuff like that, I choose to ask no more questions because I think it's clear as day that the guy who's supposed to be my dad is not my dad. It's the whole Jerry Springer episode.
Jonesy, George is not your daddy.
and last but not least, I never seen no black person where I live at now. I live in the mountainside amongst like people who does skiing and stuff.
Right.
Just is the happiest I've been. I had to get away from the urban area. No disrespect to my black people, but
no,
it's the happiest I've been in my life.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, but Jonesy, stop giving your folks money.
Yes, sir.
And stop, and don't be feeling anything because it's the thoughts and the feeling that is controlling you to make you do something that you don't want to do. And it's all ego. That's not love. That's ego. You're being controlled.
Yeah, and I've been doing it forever. Sometimes when I get my paycheck, you know, I always try to put away at least the little I have to decide to at least send something. Because now I got like 30-something nieces and nephews, and they pick up the same trade.
Amazing. It's your fault that you're letting this happen because you are your world and you can stop it right now. You just got to take care of your own world and stop doing it.
Yeah, and then I got a joke for you because I got married in 2008 and I did marry to my mama.
Absolutely.
So, yep, and it didn't work out, and now I'm watching my son, my last boy. It's like looking at him, and I'm seeing myself in him. And don't care what I tell his mother, we're going to have to change this because I was that kid.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't even talk to my son. I got screamed at, so I just leave it alone, and now he's driving her to hell and back.
Yeah. Nice.
And my daughter can't stand either, so I'm trying to teach my daughter different stuff, how to go about stuff, because I'm starting to learn to understand listening to you, to let stuff go and don't carry the anger no more, because, right, you know, I grew up in a place where I always had to be angry and act like I'm hard. I can't say I love you. I can't let emotions out, because I came from like a gladiator school, and I realized it was bad teaching, and now I'm going to be 49 in another week, and my life had turned around coming to the Adirondacks in 4 years. I'm a whole new person now, and it's all the people from the past trying to get back into my circle, and I'm
don't let
telling
them in.
Nope, I'm not.
Right. And I got to run, but listen, stay with it, and give your family the finger. They are not your family.
Yes, sir. Good message from the Black Hope. Mr. Jesse.
Thank you.
Have a blessed day, sir.
You too, buddy. Thanks for your call.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Amazing, huh? It's a spiritual battle, folks. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. Back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought, because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Reminder, the women's forum tomorrow night, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, it will be Thursday, and it will be the third Thursday of the month, believe it or not, tax season. And latest forum tomorrow night at 7 p.m., go to rebuildingtheman.com/events, rebuildingtheman.com/event for more information. And then I do shout-outs for you. Shout out! Birthdays, encouragement, wedding, congratulations, whatever your shout out might be. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 Pacific time. TheHakeReport.com. From 9 to 11. And Joel Friday TV, he black, at 11 on fire. And then energy given to him is not on loan. He's going to keep this. Even when he drops his body, that energy is going to still be with the Father and all the angels in heaven, the anchor baby. The American Anchor Baby at 12 noon. You don't want to miss it. At 12 noon Pacific time. I remember hearing, and Hake may be able to remind me so I don't misstate this, but I remember hearing some black people saying that white people don't want to commit it. What do you call that when you go to school and shoot up people?
Mass shooting?
Mass shooting. If white people doing that, it's always just the white people. And Hate and I and other people used to say, well, the black people don't need to go into the school and shoot up because they always shoot up each other every day. They commit mass shooting in their own neighborhood day in and day out. But the white people, why is so? And I can hear Tony from California. Jesse, why is it that white people always going to the school and shooting up? Can you hear Tony now? Tony from Kelly. Well, we're starting to hear more and more mass shooting by blacks in schools, but it's rarely or it's barely mentioned. Why is that? Why is it barely mentioned when blacks do it, but when white people do it, it's major headline? CBS News, Texas. CBS, Texas. At least 4 people have been hospitalized after a shooting at Wilmer Hutchin High School in Dallas on Tuesday afternoon. Authorities said the suspect is now in custody. The Dallas Independent School District said on Tuesday night the suspect is in custody. Watch it from Fox 4 in Dallas-Fort Worth.
Yes, Stephen Heather, a law enforcement source tells me that suspected shooter is here at the Dallas County Jail after turning himself in about an hour ago. Right now, we'll take you back to where this all began earlier today.
This is a tragic situation, and I know everyone wants answers.
Wilmer Hutchins High School, a crime scene Tuesday afternoon. Dallas Fire Rescue confirms a school shooting. Three people, ages 15 to 18, taken to hospitals after being wounded by gunfire. The fourth, age unknown, described as having a musculoskeletal injury to the lower body.
What are they not doing up there?
Parents concerned about how a gun made it to campus.
All DISD schools have clear backpack policies from elementary all the way up. So what is it that they are not looking for?
We see what those backpacks look like.
Yeah, they usually check the backpacks.
Dallas ISD police and the superintendent, while addressing reporters Tuesday afternoon, steered blame away from its security systems.
So we do know that the gun did not come through during regular intake time. So it was not a failure of our staff, of our protocols, or of the machinery that we have. So it did not come in through regular intake.
Can you expand on that?
That's I cannot.
Amazing, huh? They don't have men control running nothing now? Women are in control of everything? Where do they get these women from? Where do they find them? Women are, this is no wonder hell on earth. This is what happened in the home because men don't rule. And you put women in charge, you think it's going to get better? That was the Dallas ISD Assistant Chief of Police. Isn't there something called, according to CBS News? In April, so a mass shooting. Now, I'm told that it was a black person. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm told the shooter was black. Shooter was black. But I'm not sure yet. And some of you, I may remember that there was another school shooting at the same location. And if I remember, that was done by a black guy. In April of last year, a student brought a revolver to school, to the school, and shot at a student. Just a reminder, watch this from Fox 4 in Fort Worth, Dallas, Fort Worth.
And it's the second time they had a shooting like this.
In April of last year, a student brought a revolver to Wilmer Hutchins High and shot a classmate in the leg. The shooting prompted many questions about how the student brought a gun to school. In the wake of that shooting, Dallas ISD police revealed security protocols were not followed. The suspect triggered a metal detector, but no one checked his bag. Now, those questions even more magnified.
Because it's scary and your heart beat fast. Because you're not there with your child and anything could happen.
Because it's scary. All blacks, predominantly black in Mexican school, I'm told. Now do you see that hell is right here on earth coming through human beings? It's right here. And you know what's so interesting to me about it? Really. It's mind-blowing to me. I don't know what to do with it, but tell you about it. There's this order given to human beings by God. And God's not, he said, I'm not going to change one thing. I am not going to change my spiritual rules, my spiritual order, just because you don't do them. Tough luck. He's not going to change them. God's not going to change his rule because you don't put him first. You put seeking a woman, seeking a man, ladies, seeking this is and all before what is right, you're going to suffer. And then when you're suffering, you're going to be like, what happened? And God's like, what the? What a mess. You're like, okay, I told you how to live. Put me first, and I will take care of you. But no, you put looking for love first. Looking for a house. Looking for a job. Looking for something first. He told the rich young ruler, like, Jesus, Jesus, what can I do to follow you? I got everything. I got more than Elon Musk. But how can I follow you? And Jesus looked at him and said, you know what, buddy? I know you're not happy. You got everything yet. You're miserable. Go over there to Egypt and sell everything and come back and follow me. And the man like, what the? Uh-uh. No, buddy. I'm not going to sell my, what's the little cars called, Elon make?
Tesla.
I ain't telling my Tesla. And he went away. And that's what you're doing when you turn away from the truth and accept the lie. World, the order is God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman. Ain't nothing else going to work but that order. He didn't say woman over Christ, and he said woman first or man first and then God. He said he is first. And he even said, I'm not, it's in the word. I'm not going to change one rule for you. Either you follow them or you suffer. And they are putting women in charge of America. What do you think going to happen? It's not the order. It can only get worse. Everybody hate the mama spirit. How are you going to obey the mama spirit? And you put all these women in control. And you're doing it because you know hell going to come through there and make it worse. So whatever. But just for the blacks who think that black people don't do mass, commit mass shooting, I rest my case. Have you been told that before? Hey, why white people always do mass shooting?
Of course. They say I look like a school shooter. Terrible.
Terrible. It's the spirit, has nothing to do with the color. Super chat. Super.
Super chat.
Yesterday, Sion said Elon Musk car's design look awful. Trump didn't want to hurt his feelings. He liked the red one that looked like a Corvette a little bit.
I prefer those cars they used to make in the good old days. Rum. And when you're driving them, you can feel them on the road. You can go over bumps. You can make noise. When you wake up in the morning, you're about to go to work. You wake up the whole neighborhood. These little cars now, they don't even make noise. You can be walking behind one of the cars. They're pulling out of the little parking area there. And they are making a noise. They can run over you. You didn't even hear the car coming. These cars are being made by women, designed by women, and this is what we're getting. Because the lady is like, oh, what all that noise? Cut out all that noise out there. And the man loved the noise. The difference between men and women. Amazing. Thank you. Who was it?
That was Sion.
Oh, Sion. I forgot. Sion, thank you. You're right. Amazing. Thank you.
Nice. Shout out to the top contributors, Greenwall, 555-555-565, Wolf 336, Misty, and the rest of the supporters over there on the D-Live crew yesterday.
Shout out. Thank y'all.
Charles gave a cash app with no message.
Thank you, Charles. Amazing. Appreciate your help.
Affirmative Action Friday says, with a coffee, they took men out of the schools because it was safer, but I never heard of men having sex with the students like these women. We will win the war. God is on my side. He says,
you will win the war if you fight the war inside of you. But you're not going to win the war outside of you because that's happening to other people. But inside of you, you will win the war and you'll be able to walk this earth as Christ did in perfect peace. I promise you that. But this is hell on earth, so hell going to be here, but you won't be affected by it if you overcome the hell in your imagination. Amazing! Thank you.
Three coffees from Tom. Hi, Jesse. You know how you talk about how Satan will make you think you have it when you really don't?
Right.
I realize he got me good with this one, and I also realize You can never have it because you don't exist. Enjoy your day, Jesse and crew. White two fingers.
Nice. If you think you have it, you don't. If you think you made it, you don't. Because when you make it or you have it, there is no thinking. Really, there's nothing to think about. Isn't that amazing? Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Very nice. Thank you, Tom. Someone bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, I heard you say it's not you 1,000 times, but on Monday's show, I was listening to you at home, and the moment you said it's not you, I broke down crying. It was a sense of joy and relief, like I finally realized the truth. Thank you.
Right on. I remember in reflecting when I had asked God to let me see myself, why am I so emotional? What's wrong with me? Why can't I be right and do the right thing? And one day he allowed me to see. I broke down in tears, but it was like, not like a mama tears. It was like an appreciation. I couldn't believe it. What I saw, I'm like, I couldn't believe it, but it was so fortunate that I could see it. So I understand. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Amazing.
20 coffees, very generous, from Derek in Tennessee. I can relate to Cora, the caller on Monday.
Hey, shout out to Derek.
Yeah. Who asked about blasphemy of the spirit. I don't understand. I know I'm evil. You told the caller Brian yesterday a person can walk with a wide road that leads to destruction, be warned one time or so, and that's that. I've been warned.
What?
He's concerned.
About what?
About the blasphemy of the spirit.
About, oh.
What sin can't be forgiven?
Get out of your head, boy. Come out of your head. That's not you worried about that. You listen to the devil. The devil told you that. God didn't tell you that. You didn't tell you that. The devil told you that. Let that pass. What the?
Derek bought another coffee saying, addendum. I know worry is abnormal, and I was surprised by my reaction to what I heard at fellowship. I started thinking about things. What if I did commit the only sin that can't be forgiven? I can't do anything about it anyway, right? What a mess. Thanks again for all you do.
Derek, come out of your head, man. You're still listening to thought, and you're calling them you. That's not God telling you that, man. What's the? Stay out of your head. Amazing. Thank you.
Charles bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse. No, I and Jesse, Charles. The reason that you didn't hear more about the helicopter crash in New York City? Because the pilot was an inexperienced DEI black guy, says Charles. And that's probably why they don't talk about the other crashes as well. You're welcome.
You make a good point. I kind of wondered that, Charlotte, but I didn't know, so I had to wait and see. It was a black pilot, according to Charlotte.
Well, there was. You said that there was a plane crash in addition to a helicopter crash.
Now, one day I was in my office, and I had the TV on, and unless they were talking about that plane crash that had already happened a while back.
Oh, yeah.
It may have been that. Maybe because I had to see me down.
Yeah.
And then I heard about this one with the 6 people. I didn't realize it was a helicopter. I thought it was a small plane.
No, this is a helicopter. And the black guy was, I think he was a former Navy SEAL. Not that that means anything.
Was he a DEI former Navy SEAL?
I don't think you can be DEI if you make it to Navy SEAL, but maybe you can.
Okay. I didn't think so either as a Navy SEAL person.
Right.
But whatever. The planes are... I've never heard of so many issues with planes in the United States before.
Me neither.
And it is because of DEI. Believe me. Amazing. Thank you.
Aaron G. says, biblical question answer.
What was the first temple God made?
Jesus was the first temple, and he showed us how to worship in it. Final answer. Ready to have my mind blown on Sunday. Mind blown emoji.
We have come into this house to lift up holy hands and worship you. Worship you. We have come into the house. You ever done that? In church. And lift up holy hands and this. And worship you. Worship you.
Not exactly.
Christ the King. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Aaron G., yeah, who also says...
I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Another super chat. Is Satan a man?
Nope. Satan is not a man. He's a female. He has a female spirit. Amazing. Thank you.
Eric on buymeacoffee.com/JLPtalk with three coffees. No such thing as deadbeat dadism. Just deceitful women. Men had that to buy the cow. Men that had to buy the cow and get the milk rarely neglect, abandon, or abuse their family.
There is no such thing, and I've said it over and over again, no such thing as racism, sexism, homophobiaism, a la Wahhabism, white supremacism, Debbie Dadism, anti-Semitism. No isms. It's spiritual. And if you don't see that by now, you never will. It's a battle between good and evil, and it's happening inside each individual until they start to overcome it. Amazing. Thank you. I got to take a break.
We'll read the rest later, guys.
Yeah, I got to get to the... Raul. Raul, a first-time caller out of California. Raul, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Yes, hello. Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning.
So I just had a question regarding the ego.
Yes.
I've listened to your show for many years now, just for entertainment, really. Recently, when you started talking about, when you started talking about how I should forgive my parents, you know, forgive my mother and my father, and that, you know, you're not your ego and you shouldn't identify with it. For some reason, that truth stuck with me this time. And so lately, you know, I forgive my parents. I started doing a silent prayer. And I'm dealing with an issue where I don't really feel like since I've been relying on my ego and my anger, my resentment for so long,
mm-hmm.
I've noticed that I haven't really felt like myself. And I relied on it as an energy source to get, you know, to go to work, on my job, and even interacting with friends and family. Now that it's gone, or now that I'm realizing this, I don't have the confidence or the energy to like put up with things that I would when I'm angry and resentful. And so I'm struggling because I don't know if I'm in a position to live in peace and love. And I feel like I should still rely on anger and resentment because it's just what I'm familiar with. And so I just wanted to ask you if you've dealt with this kind of thoughts before, or if I'm on the right path.
You're definitely on the right path. Can you let me take a break? Can you hold?
Yeah, I can hold.
Okay, I'm going to take a break first. When I come back, straight to the phone and the super chat. But we're going to catch up with the callers. Hate news, not the fake news, is coming right now. The hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment. Manhood Hours coming up.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even... you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man. We'll be right back.
A little more update on that Pennsylvania governor's mansion arson attack. That suspect, Corey Ballmer, hated Josh Shapiro, they say. He supposedly he said, I don't know, partly because of Israel. Josh Shapiro being a Jew, a liberal Jew, but he sort of supports Israel somewhat. I don't know, in the Gaza war. And autism in America. The CDC supposedly released a study that autism has indeed increased, even in the past, I don't know, several years or whatever, 10 years or something. And a drone sighting. That drone sighting mess, blah, I don't know. I think I'll skip that story. I don't care about it. Rest in peace to Wink Martindale. Martindale, a famed game show host who I hadn't heard of him, but he died at 91 years old. 91. And an L.A. jewelry store was robbed of like $20 million, they estimate, last weekend. Crazy. And Biden's yapping about Trump and Doge. It's rich. He's accusing them of trying to break Social Security so they can rob it, which is exactly what they were doing. They're trying to fix the situation. What a mess. This is the end of hour one, hour two. The end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's Wednesday, April 16th, AD 2025. The lines are full, guys. Hang tight, callers. JLP will be right back to your calls for Manhood Hour coming right up in this third hour on Wednesday. And tomorrow night, ladies, the Women's Forum, third Thursday of the month, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles. Be there if you can, ladies only. And JLP, worth going. Nice. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, is reporting about that illegal alien that they're pretending to care about who was supposedly mistakenly deported to El Salvador. Listen to this line from that U.S. District Judge Paula Sinis, X-I-N-I-S. It is a fact now of this record that every day Mr. Garcia, that is, what's his name? Jorge? No. Kilmar Armando Abrego Garcia, that every day he's in a CECOT, detained in CECOT, is a day of irreparable harm. What? Why are you calling it harmful? Anyway, she's trying to find out whether the administration is trying to comply with her orders. Dumb. Anyway, a search warrant obtained by the news site Penn Live reportedly said the man accused of setting fire to the Pennsylvania governor's mansion, according to Commie Nonsense Network, his residence last weekend, revealed his motives to 911 operators. Did he call 911 himself? I don't know. Although CNN has not viewed the warrant, it's acknowledged by a spokesman for the Pennsylvania courts. Corey Ballmer allegedly told 911 operators he targeted Governor Josh Shapiro in part because of his views on Israel's war in Gaza. In the days before the arson attack, however, relatives of the 38-year-old auto mechanic reached out to police and so-called mental health agencies asking for help. They said Ballmer's mental condition had dramatically deteriorated to the point where he was chewing on batteries and acting erratically. Wow. They were told that he didn't meet the standards for involuntary commitment and there was nothing they could do. This Ballmer guy, he was charged on Monday with attempted homicide, aggravated arson, terrorism, and other crimes. What a mess. Corey Ballmer. Anyway, that report from the Scared Woman-led Unchristian CDC offers some clarity about autism in America, supposedly. The CDC reported, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, that autism diagnosis rate has increased among U.S. children. One in every 31 diagnosed with autism by age 8 in 2022, up from one in 36 in 2020. So just in the past couple of years, just in over a couple of course of a couple of years, I mean, it's increased by a lot. The Department of Health and Human Services launched a new research effort under RFK Jr. He called it the autism epidemic. So I don't know. We'll find out, maybe. Hard to know the truth. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Manhood Hour. Mm-hmm.
stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-Jesse. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question, what was the first temple God made? What was the first temple God made? Amazing question. Isn't that amazing? You can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad if you're running around anywhere in the world. You can podcast, of course, you can podcast. But you can be listening anywhere in the whole wide world on your iPhone, iPad, and continue what you're doing. Isn't that amazing? And then when you get back home, you settle down, you can watch it by podcasting it. So on your iPhone or iPad, go to the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate or have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/Jesse Lee. JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Wednesday. I mentioned that order before of God and Christ. Christ and man over woman. And if you follow that order, men and women, you're going to love it. It's not like something you're going to be disappointed in and blah, blah, blah. You're going to finally live. And you're going to have a real life. But you got to put that first. You can't put first seeking something that's going to make you feel good. God in Christ, Christ in man over woman. And lady, that doesn't mean you are 100% responsible for you. 100% your psychological condition, overcoming it, your emotions, overcoming it, your spiritual life. And men are 100% responsible for their own lives. And they're responsible for women, but not in the way that you think. Not at all. Not 1-0 at all. It is Wednesday. It is. In the third hour of Wednesday, it is Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man?
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. A man is a male return to man. Alpha male. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
Got it? 1, 2, 3. Take up space.
She is so brave.
We're doing astronaut training today. We're going to learn everything that you need to know to fly a nominal mission to space.
We're beginning the simulation at T+2 minutes.
You know, it's an autonomous system, which means it flies on its own from beginning to end, but there's a very well-qualified team behind it.
Please ignore that. I have almost no words. It was
the most incredible experience of my life.
I feel super connected to love. You never know how much love is inside of you.
I will never be the same. And there's no boundaries, there's no border, there's just earth.
Little women went up to Magic Mountain and they got went up on that new thing that takes you way up in the sky, and then it falls, it drops real fast. That's all that happened. And they think they went to outer space. And that one female, oh, I feel super love. She must have had no love because that was not love. What the? And they kissing the ground like they left the earth. Y'all went to Magic Mountain. You didn't know it. What the? Amazing. I want to go back to Raul, a first-time caller in California. Raul.
Hello, Jesse.
So you're working on yourself now. You went and forgave your parents, right?
Yes, I did.
And now, and if I'm repeating, I'm quoting you right, you're losing that anger energy. So you are you saying it's hard to go to work and all that?
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm struggling to live in peace and love because I've relied on my ego and anger, resentment for so long.
Yeah.
I've noticed that I'm not quite sure what to do with that.
You do nothing. Are you doing the silent prayer right now?
Yes.
You stay with that, and all you need to do now, Raul, is just watch those thoughts. Go to work, earn a living. Don't be looking for that kind of fake energy. You're going to get real energy now. It's going to be natural. It's going to be real. And when that fake energy from anger disappear, you're going to be fine. You're on your way. You're doing fine. And don't call that false nature you. You're not your thoughts. You're not your feeling. You're not your emotions. You're none of those things. It's time to overcome that now. Let that happen, and the real you, the real energy will come forth, and you'll be fine.
Okay, so it just takes time. I just got to be patient.
Yes, absolutely. But just watch, and meaning watch those thoughts, watch those emotions, but don't call them you. And they'll be taken away because that's your old nature. You're not your thoughts, you're not your emotion, none of those things. And they will be taken away from you. So stay with it. Go to work. Don't argue with anybody. You shouldn't be arguing with the devil anyway inside of your mind. And you should not argue with the devil inside of others. And if you need to talk to your boss at work or somebody, just have a conversation, but do not argue.
Right. Yeah, I've realized that. That my anger, it's not really my anger. I'm what you would consider an anger baby.
Oh, your anchor baby.
Anchor baby. And, my grandparents and my parents, just my family, they come from a Catholic family.
Uh-huh.
I come from a Catholic family. And so I do realize that they've passed down a lot of trauma onto me.
Yep.
And they're still dealing with it, and some of them don't want to deal with it. But after listening to you, I've realized that that's what's going on with my aunt, my mom, my grandma, how they're holding resentment towards each other.
Yep.
And so, yeah, I realized I have been living their identities my whole life. And I don't, now that I realize that, it's kind of hard to even know who I am, because I know I have my own self, but it's hard to see that because I don't really. I mean, if I'm not those identities, it's kind of hard to know myself.
And who do you think you would be if you had no identities? Who would you be?
I don't know.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah, it's kind of unnerving because I kind of feel lost and kind of scared, not knowing.
And you don't know who you are. Why do you say you feel lost and scared? Who are you talking about?
Well, I guess it's my ego.
And why are you calling the ego you?
Well, I've just been
been doing that for so long. I don't know how else to live.
I understand that. And you're making a good point. That loss and scared feeling that you're having now, I want you to know it's not you. The thoughts and the feeling of being lost and fear, those are those spirits that made a home in you when you escaped into your imagination as a kid, when you were traumatized by your mother and our grandmother. You went into your imagination as a kid to try to survive, and you've been living there all your life, and you've been calling that you, and in there you found no peace. But you identified with it and became one with evil, because it is evil. But it's not you. Now you're starting to become aware of that. And the fear and the not knowing is not you. Those spirits are overreaction inside of you to try to make you think that it is you because they don't want to leave you. Now that you have started to see, seeing is the light of God, and it's taking away the darkness of the imagination. Stay with it. You're fine. You're on your way. The truth is with you, and the truth is working on your behalf. It's working like a slave, overtime, day and night for you, and it will save you from the darkness, the false self.
I do believe that's true, and I want to thank you because I've never heard that before, and hearing it now, I'm just glad I was able to hear this message before it's too late, and I don't want it to get there where it's too late for me to do anything.
Right.
I'm just struggling at the moment with really believing whether I can live with God and be at peace or continue living in my anger and hell, basically, with the rest of my family.
How old are you?
I'm 31.
You are two things. Don't try to believe. You don't need to believe. Don't try to make yourself believe. You just see that you don't believe. You've been living this false life. Don't try to make yourself believe. The truth will cause you to believe. It will cause you to see. It will cause you to know. You want to know. You want to understand it. We have understanding. You have it all. So don't try to make yourself believe. So the devil is going to tell you, oh, you don't believe it. You don't believe in this. You're just saying it or whatever, right? But don't try to make yourself believe anything at all. And then as far as your family, don't be manipulated by them. You don't owe them anything. If you want to go around, go around. If you don't, don't. If you want to go to mama's birthday, go. But if you don't, go. You have no obligation to anyone but you, unless you have little kids. How many children you have?
I have no children at the moment.
Well, you only are accountable to you. And once you get that, when you understand that completely, you're going to be able to help others in the right way. You're going to be able to do, if you need to do anything, in the right way. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, because I do feel like I want to help, and I have been helping, like, the rest of my family. And it doesn't feel right to just kind of ignore them or abandon them. So I do want to help them, but
help them in what way?
Just financially and
stop
and,
it.
Yeah.
Don't be a beta.
Yeah.
Beta.
That's beta. Yeah.
They're using you.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I think deep down I know it, but yeah.
They laugh at you that they can take your money. They don't care 2 cents about you at all. And you don't care anything about them, because if you did, you would let them suffer. If you love them in the same way God let us suffer until we cry out the truth, you would let them suffer. They can take care of themselves. That's not your job. Your job is you. You are responsible for you.
Yeah, Yeah, you're right. I see that I've been manipulated to believe that I had to take care of them.
Do you understand now you don't?
Yeah, I do understand. And I know it's the right thing, but for some reason I get this like emotion where I shouldn't.
That you want to do it because you want to seem like the good guy in the family. You want to seem like you care. You want to make it look like you love them. None of those things are true. It's all ego.
Yeah.
You're not doing that because you love them. You're doing it to get a thrill for yourself.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I have been living in my ego. And yeah, that's what I've been doing.
So cut it out, man.
Yeah. No, you're right, Jesse. I think that's what I called because I need to hear from you. I've seen your show and I've seen, you know, YouTube videos and I know the truth, but it's really hard.
What's
to get out of my head. And,
oh, okay.
Yeah, just to get out of my head and my thoughts, and because I'm so accustomed to this, sometimes I want to self-sabotage or doubt. So that's why I called today.
Yeah. So when those, and I know what you're talking about. Because I was saying yesterday, maybe I said it today or yesterday, I'm like, how we know growing up, how are we supposed to know we're living in our head and our ego when we were kids? And no one ever tell us that growing up, right? And so we grow up identifying with this, thinking that it's us. How are we supposed to know this? Our parents don't tell us. The schools don't tell us. The preachers don't tell us. And so we grow up in this false identity. And then as an adult, we start wondering, what is wrong? And then you start to find out, I've been living a false life, a false self. It was never me. And because you have identified with the false self, now you got to try to overcome it. How do I overcome my false self when I didn't know it was a false self? What a mess.
Yeah, it's a mess. Yeah, you described it perfectly. It's exactly what I went through. I'm going through, so, yeah.
I can't tell you the number of times as I wake up and when I first began, and I was like, I didn't know that. How was I supposed to know, you know? I didn't, the more I understand, I'm like, what? No. How was I supposed to know? No one told me. I didn't know. And so I'm so grateful to know now. Because in knowing, no matter what has happened, that doesn't exist anymore. It is an illusion, too. But the spirits of evil try to tell you, make you think it does, and it doesn't. What happened then. What is happening now, it's the only thing that's happening right now. Everything else is an illusion. It's an illusion. That's what's so crazy, too. How am I supposed to know it's an illusion? You know what I mean? I didn't know it was an illusion. What the? What a mess.
Yeah, it really is.
But you stay with it, man. I promise you, the old self will fade away. You will go through, you're going through hell right now of illusions, delusions and illusions. You're going through the hell of that. On the other side is paradise, and that's where you're living right now. You just don't know that, but you'll come to know. Stay with it.
I will, Jesse. Thank you. I'm really grateful for you and for your message, and I'm going to stick with it.
And go to work. Get up and go to work. Save your money. Buy yourself some land, some gold at goldco.com or somewhere. Buy some gold, and you're going to see, man. And stop. Do what you want. It's up to you. But I highly recommend you stop giving money to your family. They're just using you, and they're never going to take care of themselves long as they know they got you to call up on, and you have this false guilt, and they're going to take advantage of you. It's like the blacks have done with the government. The government has taken care of the blacks for 70 to 80 years almost, And that's all they know now. They're not going to get away from the government. What the? And you are the government to your family. And you're hurting them. And you're hurting yourself because you're getting a false sense of love and righteousness. It's not real.
Yeah, I do. I'm starting to realize it's not real. Yeah. Because I don't feel loved or appreciated or at peace.
Right. That's right. Because they don't have love. They don't love you. They can two cents about you. Your family is your enemy, not your friend. And your friends are your enemy. And your enemies are your friend. Friends.
Yeah. Because I've been living in my ego. Yeah, so.
Yep.
You're right.
Stay with it, man. You're on your way.
Thank you, Jesse. Jesse, I really appreciate it.
All right, you're welcome. Take care now.
Thank you. You too, bro.
Bye. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Michael from Florida been waiting 2 hours. Let me go to Michael real fast. Michael, welcome to the show. You're on the air out of Florida. Whoa, Michael waiting 2 hours. I think his phone dropped. Peter. A first-time call out of New York. Peter, thanks for calling and thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you this morning?
All is well, Peter.
Hey, so I had a question. I've been watching you for about 10 years. My friend first put me on to you, and I actually didn't like what you had to say, and I thought that it was a little crazy. And now I've come to realize that actually you're a good guy, and I think you're just trying to help people.
You were like, what's wrong with this nigga rah-rah?
Well, not exactly, but maybe something like that. I thought that it sounded like it was hateful towards black people and women, you know, in the framework that I was understanding it through. And so I thought it was crazy. But then I also thought that you had some pretty funny moments. And I've been trying to establish a relationship with God lately, and I've come to understand what you have to say in a different light.
Right on.
So anyways, I wanted to say thank you for all that you're doing for people.
Stay with it.
Yeah. So my question for you is about a term that you use a lot called the child of the lie.
Yes.
So I think that we're all children of God. So how can you also be a child of the lie or a child of Satan if you're a child of God?
Because you have identified with the thoughts and feelings. You have identified with evil, calling it you. You and Satan are one.
I thought that maybe a more accurate term would be believer of the lie, because you're still a child of God and you're making a choice to believe the lie, whereas a child of the lie implies a permanence to it because you can't switch who you're a child of. What the?
No, you're a son or daughter of Satan. Satan is your God because you have agreed to be one with him.
But well, I haven't agreed to it.
I'm just saying to people who agree, who identify with their egos and stuff like that. They believe the lie, and the lie is they think that anger is normal, hatred is normal, fear and doubt and worry and insecurity. They think all of that is them, and that's a normal way, and they agree with evil. They agree with the lie.
I completely agree with what you just said, but I'm not sure that that makes him a child of Satan.
Yeah.
I think that they're still a child of God, ultimately.
God says you're of your father, the devil. Anyone that has anger has become one with evil, and evil become your father. You're of your father, the devil.
Well, that's an interesting viewpoint. I have to think about what you said.
Yeah.
But do you have time for one more question?
Yes, sir.
I was listening to you. I've been on hold for a while, and so I've been listening to what you've been saying to other people. And, man, a lot of people really need your help, so I think it's good what you're doing. But you said something that I've also heard you say a lot. And today you specifically said, everyone hates the mother spirit.
Yes.
But Jesus had a mother. And I don't think that he would have hated his mother's spirit, and I don't think it's good to hate, as you've said. It's weakness. So shouldn't people love their mother's spirit instead, since their mother was made by God?
No, Jesus had never sinned. He came through the woman, but he was not of the woman. He was of his father. The spirit of the mother is not her spirit, but it's the evil spirit that has made a home in her. And if she has not forgiven and overcome that spirit, then that spirit still dwells in her. So when she have babies, she passes that spirit onto her children in the same way her mother passed it on to her, and her mother passed on to her. And if it passed on to the woman from the woman, Eve.
Yeah, so I thought you might reference Eve. And, you know, I've been reading the Bible a little bit. I never have before in my life, actually. And my understanding of what transpired with Adam and Eve is that Eve was told to eat the fruit, or told that it would give her power. So she believed the lie and ate the fruit. And then she offered it to Adam. But at that point, Adam made a choice to eat the fruit as well, because we all have personal choice to do the right thing or the wrong thing. So my feeling is that he joined Eve in doing the wrong thing, but I'm not sure that he was coerced by Eve. I think he was coerced by Satan, ultimately.
Well, number one, we don't have a choice to do right or wrong. We are either of good or we are of evil. We don't have a choice between the two. Number two is, that's why when the man listened to the woman, Adam listened to the woman became the man's God. And that's why men have such a difficult time dealing with women, because they got to overcome the woman by overcoming their mother so God can become their God again. And the woman have to overcome the spirit of evil so that God can be her God again.
And can a woman become of God?
100%.
And therefore, her baby would not be a child of Satan, but actually a child of God.
100%. When she truly overcome that, then when she returned to the Father, and I see ladies doing it all the time now, at the bond meeting, when I counsel and things like that, they're starting to admit, you know what, I am evil. I have done these horrible things, but I didn't know it was me. And they go and forgive. And the spirit of evil is taken away from them, and they will only have love to pass on to their children. Women are responsible for that. No man can help her out of that, and no one can help her.
I completely agree with you, Jesse, but I think it applies to men, too, you know?
Do you think
when I thought that you were hateful, I was believing the lie. You probably would have said that I was a child of the lie, and maybe you're right. But I think that ultimately I was a believer of the lie, but still a child of God.
No, you can't be both.
Well,
because what you believe is what controls you. That's why when you return to the Father and you become a son of the Father, he gives you a brand new mind. He gives you his mind. Up until that, you have the mind of Satan, who is your God.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate you taking my call, and I wanted to just leave you with one final thought, if I could. I had a lot of questions and I had a lot of thoughts, right? And I actually talked to a priest, and he said, basically, your head is full of hornets, which sort of echoes what you're always saying, that thoughts are hornets.
Yes.
But ultimately, my thoughts led me to God, and I was on a search for the truth, and I didn't know what the truth was, but I thought, you know, I want to know what the truth is. And now I think I may have found the truth, but it's only through a lot of thought about it. And so I prefer to think of thoughts like honeybees was going to be my response to this priest, where, you know, they can sting you if you're messing with them, but if you're doing the right thing, then you can get honey, which is really great.
Amazing. Thank you, Peter. I got to take a break. I appreciate you. Stay with it. The treasure chest is now open on D-Live. Back in a moment. Thanks, Peter.
Service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven.
I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Amazing. 888-775-3773. The Hake Report coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake Report.com. From 9 to 11. And then Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. Pacific time. He black. And the American Anchor Baby at 12 noon. The American Anchor Baby, quick reminder, you got to get your Punchy's coffee roast is here. Punchy coffee is good. I have my own coffee now. Did you ever think that? Think about that. Punchy got his own coffee. What the? Punchy coffee is here now. Go to jessieleepeterson.shop. jessieleepeterson.shop. And it's, unfortunately, to my international listeners, we can't ship overseas, not the coffee yet. Wait until we're done with the tariffs. Then it may be possible. But we can't ship coffee overseas, but we ship all the merch. Overseas. All the merch overseas. All right? So go to Jesse Lee Peterson for the merch. And for the coffee and merch in the United States, you can go to jessieleepeterson.shop. jessieleepeterson.shop. And we have some amazing merch. And with the coffee, every dime goes back to my nonprofit to help rebuilding a family by rebuilding a man. Thank you all for that. I do appreciate it. JesseLeePeterson.shop. And a quick reminder, catch that brand new episode on Punchy. Talking about Punchy Coffee, Punchy TV. What the? I can hear Mama and Dad, Miss Shug, Miss Evelou, Uncle Mac, Sal Ann, Nook, my Aunt Nook, and Pluck, my mama. What?
Your mama was Pluck?
Yeah, my mama nickname was Pluck.
This is your grandma or your mother?
No, my grandmama was Mama.
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 Nice.
I was thinking of Sal Ann, and Sal Ann, I forgot what her daughter's name. She had an interesting country name, too. But they're like, Punchy got his own coffee? Who would have thought? But I guess up in heaven, you probably know everything. So they're probably not surprised. I'm surprised. Punchy's coffee. Amazing. And now we got Punchy TV. Watch this brand new episode on Punchy TV.
We have here Kit. He's a dating coach from London.
I think every man wants to be in a position where he has an abundance of women and he is respected by other men.
Yeah, that's a mess. Are you a Christian? to me, a prenup is basically telling the lady, I doubt you. I don't trust you.
There is no such thing as trusting a woman and being right about it.
We're talking about a finger on a nuke.
You'll never divorce because you know and believe that that's not in the cards for you. It's impossible.
If you're married and she cheats, are you leaving?
I can't wait to hear that answer. Well, it's already played, so I know the answer. But watch it. All right, Pachi.tv. Amazing. Let me go quickly to Melissa. I wonder, Derek, let me know if Michael called. I don't know if Michael Fathori called. He waited 2 hours. I don't know if his phone dropped or what happened. Let me know if he called back. That's Michael. Okay. Let me go to Melissa, and then we get to Michael. Because Michael waited a long time. I went to him. I think his phone dropped. Melissa from California, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, Melissa.
Hello. I just wanted to ask you a question. I've been paying attention to my thoughts. Sorry?
Go ahead. Okay.
So a couple days ago, I had a nervous breakdown, and I got super, I wanted to, those thoughts of wanting to suicide. I don't know if I say it on YouTube, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, you can say suicide.
Huh?
You can hear. You can say suicide. You wanted to commit suicide?
Yes, multiple. The thoughts were just rolling on me. They were just going on and on for 2 days. And I remember, those are not my thoughts, but right. They are harassing the crap out of me. But I got to the point where I was ready to have my daughter go live with my father. And me just become homeless or something. I was losing my mind. And then I have a bad feeling that I'm starting through menopause, and I think it's gonna make me crazy, and I'm worried about that. So I'm wondering how do I respond to those?
The menopause thing, you could do this. The menopause, when I walked into the room, the menopause. Melissa, all you got to do, I'm not a doctor, but what I'm telling you, all you got to do is be aware of those thoughts. Don't call them you, and they're going to overwhelm you. They're going to try to convince you to take your own life and this and that, right? And the menopause is just a normal, abnormal cycle that women go through. Don't make that a big deal either. Don't be afraid and don't say, oh, I'm going to get angry. I'm going to be frustrated. Just... Are you doing a silent prayer every morning and night?
No, I tried to do it a month or two ago, and it was too intense for me, and I was starting to get anxiety, and I just couldn't handle it.
But the anxiety are those evil spirits' thoughts that are trying to make you think that is you, and the world called evil anxiety, right? But they're really just false identities that made a home in you. It's not you at all.
Can I tell you I was diagnosed borderline personality disorder?
I didn't know that, but I wouldn't be surprised because the world is blind and they call spiritual things physical things.
Okay, all right. So it is a spiritual thing with me.
Are you on a doctor care?
Yeah, I take a lot of those. I'm on lithium, gabapentin, and Zoloft.
Dang.
And it's a lot. And it's just, I'm 46 now. I've been on medication probably for 15 years, I think, since my daughter.
Wow. Well, again, I'm not giving you medical advice at all. You have to see your doctor about that, all right? But what I do want to encourage you to do, Melissa, start doing the silent prayer and stay with it. And then watch those thoughts.
For how long, though? Can you give me, 30 seconds, maybe, and then try to build my way up?
For how long, what? The silent prayer?
For the silent prayer, just to sit there and watch my thoughts. There's too many thoughts.
Right, but you watch them anyway and don't call them you. You've been living in those thoughts all your life, and that's what's been driving you crazy. You have been thinking that they were you.
Well, for a long time, my mom, that's how I grew up.
But now that you're an adult, you're responsible for that to overcome that. And now you got to stop calling them you. They are not you.
Sorry.
They are not you.
I don't, I don't know how to overcome it, though. I've really truly been trying for like the past probably year.
You overcome them. Listen closely. You overcome them by being aware of them. That's all you need to do. Don't communicate with them. Don't fight with them. Don't run. Don't deny them. Just be aware of them, and just knowing that, don't call them you, and the awareness would take them away from you, out of your mind, and God will give you a clear mind. You overcome them by being aware of them.
So I'm not supposed to tattletale on them and tell God about them, because
God already,
all your thoughts captive.
God already knows. He is the one that's shining the light on it so you can see them. If it wasn't God who allowed you to see, you would still be completely lost in them, not knowing that, hey, it sounds like there's another way out of this. There's another way to live. So it's He, not me or anyone else. It's God who's allowing you to see their whole bunch of thoughts and a whole bunch of this, and it's not you. He's already helping you.
But the chances of my daughter, my biggest concern is my daughter, because I know that the chances of my daughter being successful are low. The odds are against her because it's a single mom household. There was no father. Her father's in Morocco. He's a Moroccan citizen. So I'm concerned about me being able to successfully with how I am right now, and she's 15. I mean,
She's 16?
15.
15. And so, and how is she doing right now?
She gets good grades. She behaves well. She gets sassy every now and then, but overall, she's a really good kid.
Well, don't worry about it. Work on you, and the Spirit of the Father will help your daughter.
Well, really? Okay.
And stop panicking. You sound like you're in a panic mode right now.
I'm always panicking. Yeah, my heart is. Yeah, I've hit my max limit of pain level. Like, I'm tired now. Like, Jesse, I'm 40. I'm gonna be 46 in a day, I think. I'm just tired. I'm tired.
Tired of what?
I'm ready for God to take me. Like, sometimes.
Take you where?
I want to just die and go up to heaven.
And what makes you think you're going to heaven if you die?
Because of my heart. The direction of my heart is towards Jesus, finally. It's not towards, like, everything else in the world.
So relax then. Take a breath.
But I still struggle with
Melissa,
thoughts.
Melissa, take a breath right now. Take a breath.
Huh?
Take a breath.
Okay.
Relax. Close your eyes. Are you sitting?
I'm, like, laying sideways. Should I sit?
You, like, on the bed?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And just turn around, you know, lay flat.
Okay.
And close your eyes and just relax. From your head to your toe, let everything go. Relax on the bed. Melt into the bed. And just relax. And see those thoughts.
Oh, I don't like when the thought.
Do you see?
Because it's all over the place.
What?
Sorry. Go ahead. I apologize.
Yeah. Calm down. You're not supposed to be laughing. Still freak out. What the? relax, and watch those thoughts like you're watching a movie. Just watch those thoughts coming and going right over your forehead there, in the middle of your forehead. They're coming and they're going somewhere. And just watch them. Don't call them you. Just relax and watch. But don't identify with them by calling them you. I want you to start practice relaxing and start freaking out when you get these thoughts.
But just, they're so evil. It's like, it's too intense, you know, to actually
Melissa,
see.
Melissa, forget about that. Shut up the conversation and relax and watch.
Okay.
Don't be calling them evil. Don't call them good. Don't argue with them. Don't fight with them. Just relax and watch them.
Okay.
And do that every morning, every night. Let me know how it goes. Stop calling. Stop fighting. You can't fight with spirits. Flesh.
And, is that what I'm
saying? Yeah. A flesh. Okay. Your body. You can't do anything about it. You just need to watch it and stop calling them you. Now, I'm not, whatever your doctor have you do with those pills and things, that's between you and your doctor. But I'm telling you, relax and stop overreacting.
Okay.
All right?
Can I say one more thing, or did I use my time up?
What?
I just wanted to tell you that I became my stepdad. Like, my stepdad was very abusive to me when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I became him as an adult to my own child, and I had to break the cycle.
Well, forgive. God, forgive you. Forgive your stepfather. He couldn't help himself either, all right?
Yeah, okay.
Let me know how it goes.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. God bless you.
Bye. You too. 888-7753. Saint has told everybody to kill themselves. That's what he tell you. You might as well go and take your life. You ain't worth nothing. You'll never be free. Let me go to Michael. Mike out of Florida. Michael, welcome to the show. Did you drop your phone or something?
I accidentally hung up like twice.
Welcome, Michael.
Hey, Jesse. How you doing?
Amazing.
Hey, I just had one question.
Okay.
So, you know how you say forgive your mom and your dad?
Yes.
And the way you kind of do it is you say, I'm sorry for resenting you, mom, and all that.
Right.
So does that apply to like your neighbor or like your wife?
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. And the reason, Michael, because there's not one person on earth that's free from evil. It's in them. They have identified with it until they realize it and start to overcome it. But what they don't know is that the damage that they do to themselves and to others, they cannot help themselves. It's not them. Just as you can't help yourself, your friends, your mother, your father, they cannot help themselves. They cannot see. That's why God doesn't want us to be mad at one another. He wants us to understand one another. And understanding, you will see that they just cannot see. They can't help themselves. And you won't judge them.
Yeah, because I noticed after I forgave my mom and forgave my dad, I thought that the anger would be gone, you know, and I try to, you know, practice everything you say and not be angry, because whenever you say it, like I know that it's true, that there's never a time that it's ever okay to be angry, you know?
Never a time. Anger is evil.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And so, if you realize that people can't help themselves anyway, you would never be angry at them because you will understand they can't help themselves.
Yeah. So most of the time, like when I'm out or like at work or something,
yeah.
I notice that it's easy. Like really, it, you know, because the Lord says his burden is light. You know.
Yeah.
Like it's easy. You know, if you actually do it, you know, it actually is at the end of the day easy. But I notice that whenever I get home to my wife, all of a sudden I have so much temptation to be angry.
At your wife?
I have like a crazy temptation to be angry, like at my wife.
Oh, okay.
You know, and it's over the most like dumb, mediocre things. You know, like noticing that maybe something's not washed, maybe like noticing that my clothes aren't, you know, ready or something in the morning. And I'm just like, oh, like she should have done this or something. But I started just getting angry and, like, having this little battle in my head. You know
so
what I mean?
When that happened, I want you to give this a good try. Let me know how it goes. When that happened, let's say you come home, you see your wife, and all, you know, like, what the? Watch that feeling. Watch those thoughts and watch the feeling, but don't react to them at all. Uh-huh. Just don't react. Don't give them false life by reacting to them. And deal with your wife if you got to tell your wife, she needs to whatever, tell her about it, but don't argue about it. And I'm telling you, I don't even want to tell you what's going to happen for you. But don't react. Your wife cannot help herself either.
Yeah. And trying to do the... Oh, go ahead.
Just don't react to it. You're trying to do the what?
So, I'm sorry if I'm bouncing all over the place, but I try to do the silent prayer every morning, every night. And like I'm just gonna be honest, like I have like problems with drinking, like every night. I feel like I have to drink every single night. But I tried to, like, do the silent prayer anyways after, like, right before bed, while I'm on the bed. I try to do the silent prayer, and then in the mornings, it feels impossible. I have to wake up extra early. So I wake up, like, at 4 in the morning, and even then, I don't feel like I have time to get ready or anything, like, even less, like, sit down for 15 minutes, do the silent prayer. As much as I do want to do it, because I really do want to do it. So is there a way for me to do it, like, when I'm, like, driving? Like,
the reason you're having a hard time early in the morning because you have a hang-up, man. I mean, a hangover from being drunk all night.
I'm trying, man.
But listen.
Yeah.
Two quick things that I got to run. Number one, try not to drink at night, but let's say you do. Take one or two drinks, and the thought's going to tell you to take more, don't do it. And they're going to tell you, oh, you got to have it. Oh, no, you got to have it. You got the feeling. Don't do it. Go and be still. Do the silent prayer. Go to bed. Go to sleep. And then in the morning, wake up and do 5, 10, 15 minutes, and you'll be fine. Don't give in to the thoughts, and eventually they'll be gone. You'll be in control. And don't judge yourself for getting drunk every night. Don't say, oh, I'm an alcoholic. Don't even tell yourself you're going to drink or you're not going to drink because you lie when you do that, right? Just know you don't want to and see what happens. Don't be a double-minded person. Have a wait and see.
Yeah, it's just that in the morning the voices are so loud, and it's just like whenever I'm driving for a little bit, I have to put on like Bond or something for me to be able to come back to and be grounded.
But you later know? In the morning, get up and relax or sit up. About 5 or 10 minutes, and eventually you're growing that. Don't give in to those thoughts about don't do it. Oh, it's too late. You're running late. You're this and that. Don't pay attention to that. They don't want you to be still. They want you reacting and active so that they can control you. They cannot control a person, man or woman, who is in stillness. They can only control those who are active.
Yeah, makes sense.
Let me know how it goes.
All right, man. Well,
and Michael.
Yeah.
Don't be a beta.
I'm trying, bro.
Don't be a beta. Don't try. And, don't try. Do.
Yeah.
All right?
All right. I'll work on that.
All right, let me know how it goes.
All right, I got so many more questions for you, man, but I'll just have to save it for another time.
Yeah, call me again. Call me tomorrow.
Yeah, man.
Oh, whatever. Okay. Love you, too. Bye. Super chat. Super chat.
Blunt Wit says, it's from The Godfather, but I always saw truth in it. Women and children can be careless, but not men. Good luck today, most of y'all.
Thank you. Amazing.
Eli Jaw with a diamond. No I in Jesse. He black.
He black.
That's right, Eli Jaw.
Thank you, Elijah.
Thanks, as always, for the support over on the D-Live crew.
Absolutely.
See you on Three Coffees. Good morning, Jesse, darling. Hank? Looking at me funny? That's amazing. They're using this black granite guy to fight for an illegal alien criminal, says she. There are people who came the right way waiting for their papers right now, but nobody cares about them.
Yeah.
I think you should come up with some type of peanut butter protein snack or something along with your Punchy's coffee. Yummy.
Good idea, Sia.
I like cashew, also cashew butter.
Amazing. Thanks for the idea. We'll wait and see. I appreciate that. Nice. And you're right. I was thinking about this. Whenever these liberals want to do evil, they can know that they know they can rely on blacks to support them in it.
That's
what a mess. Thank you, Sion.
Fazul from South Florida. Have an amazing Easter this Sunday. Hey, as always, Father bless Jesse and crew.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you for your support. And happy Easter to you, too.
Three more from Sion. Oh, no. Jesse, I'm getting deported. Your longtime favorite best friend getting deported. They said someone would have to save me with a citizenship. So what is you about to do about that, Punchy? Various emojis. P.S. When he says terrible, he sounds like Trump.
I'm about to buy you some coffee. That's terrible. If they deport you, you at least should take some Punchy coffee with you, since we cannot ship overseas. coffee overseas. Amazing. Thank you.
Stephanie, my husband refuses to visit my parents for Easter due to repetitive crossing of boundaries with our kids. He thinks my mother is a liar. I preached the word to him, but he said Jesus didn't have kids to protect. My parents aren't bad. They can't help themselves. What do? I'm so anxious. I've forgiven my parents. I want us all to be together for Easter.
Obey your husband. Your husband and your children are your family, not your parents. All right? Listen to your husband. That's your family. Your daddy and your mama, no longer your family. Amazing. Thank you. Happy Easter.
Thank you, Crystal. I mean, thank you, Stephanie. Crystal says, I'm not sure if I should go to my nephew's baby shower. He hadn't kept in contact with me many years, despite us being very close before he started dating his baby mama. Not sure. Not going is unloving?
No, it's not. If you don't want to go, don't go. If you go and don't want to go, it's out of guilt, and that's not love. You have no responsibility to him. You're only responsible for you. Amazing. Thank you.
Commander Kim, shut up a school, start a GoFundMe, and give that boy a house.
Especially if you're black. What's up? Amazing. Thank you.
Three coffees from Eric. The reason why that girl from church told her brother's secret is because she's emotionally dependent on people, places, and things. Evil can't stand alone. Not all, but most women emotionally dependent. They can't stand alone because their ego's too loud.
I happen to know she's working on herself, believe me.
Yeah.
She's going to be fine. Amazing. Thank you.
Barry gave a Cash App, no message.
Thank you.
Katie, coon kisses for Jesse. Emoji, we met the super chat goal.
Nice. Right on. Thank you.
No, ma'am, says Jesse, get a shirt this in the mail by chance?
I did. Oh, you sent the no ma'am shirt? I just got it yesterday, and I've been trying to figure out who sent this shirt. Thank you.
Nice.
And thank you for getting a large instead of extra large.
And we'll read the rest of your super chats later, guys. Thank
y'all. Thank y'all. Amazing. I appreciate it. I'll tell you more about the shirt tomorrow. Thank you all. Sky from Texas. Rick from Hampton. Brandy out of Hawaii. Josh, a first-time call out of Texas. I am out of time. The Hate Report is coming now. And after that, Joel Friday TV. After that, the American Anchor Baby. Get on that straight and narrow pole, and all your misery will disappear. It really will. I promise you it will if you work on yourself and stop identifying with it. You're not your thoughts. You're not your emotion. You're not your body. Do the silent prayer. Forgive mama. Forgive daddy. Every human being. Do the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer. rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer. I'll be back tomorrow, the Lord is willing. Bible Thumper Thursday, bye.
I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to rebuildingtheman.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in, and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
Thank you, JLP.